We have GPS, you know, auto steer, precision ag, all that stuff. That's been really beneficial to us since we started doing it. We found that doing it the old-fashioned way with your eyeball, we were disking about 20% more land than we needed to because we were overlapping. Well, the GPS took care of that. Our RTK signal that we utilize is accurate up to 1 inch, so we don't have much overlap anymore. Saved us a lot of fuel, a lot of labor time. We can get our land ready quicker, less, you know, wear and tear on the equipment. You figure if we're planting 14,000 acres, it's a lot of trips with a disc harrow or whatever the piece of equipment is that we're using. A lot of those, they don't have to make them anymore. It got taken care of just by getting rid of the overlap. We also laser level a lot of our fields. That's the scraper that's running right here. Most of our fields in the muck on our farm get laser leveled. That's beneficial in a lot of ways. Helps us, obviously, if you get a flood after you plant, you've laser leveled your field. The time that it takes the water to go back in is a lot less. You don't have the holes that turn into ponds. And when it's dry, you got a level playing surface there. We irrigate through our field ditches right here. We'll bring the water up in the field ditches and it'll go out through the water table, the subground water table. And if it's flat, you get a more consistent irrigation job to your cane. Also, we table top it, which means we don't try to laser level this corner at a certain elevation and it level every spot of the field as far as elevation level. We table top it because it's important in our harvesting and our planting operation. If you have a level surface, then your furrowing plow, what ran the rows here to drop the cane in, is going to do a more consistent job. Once you get it, the covering rig goes in there, it'll do a more consistent job because it's not getting too much dirt in one place and not enough in another. Then when the harvester comes next year, when we harvest it, he's got a level tabletop. So if it's level on the ground, we try to leave 1 to 2 inches of stubble. Cane is a retunable crop, which means normally we'll cut 3 to 4 cuttings on it once a year. Plant it this year, and then maybe in 4 years we'll disc it out again. So the production goes kind of on a linear decline, you know. Plant cane is your best crop. The first stubble, which is the next crop, will be a little less than the plant cane, and right on down until it becomes time economical. You know what? This is at the point we need to get rid of it and replant it. Like I said before, we're getting heavy into the Trimble and the precision agriculture. I'll let Scott talk to you a little bit about that. He's our expert.
Oh, tough to follow that. So like Steve said, pretty much all of our vehicles out here, at least for U.S. Sugar's vehicles, they have some sort of computer display in the cab, and a good majority of those have an autopilot system on them. So the disc has autopilot, and after looking at the data and us getting used to the systems and learning a little bit more about them, in addition to some of the fuel savings and things like that, you know, we've even changed some of our driving habits, both in the way we drive our tractors. As far as it used to be in the old days, you ran them wide open, you know, in a certain gear or whatever. So between some of the manufacturers' enhanced functionality for fuel savings, and we're also changing our driving patterns to where you can actually skip passes in the field that you couldn't do with traditional tillage or even like plant applications. So now you can cover more ground per day just by driving, making better turns, just like UPS only tries to make right-hand turns. We do not exactly that, but we are able to change our driving patterns a little bit to make us more efficient. And in addition to our tractors, our sprayers also have the Trimble systems on them. And one thing that's helped confirm and improved us is for our overlap of our spray. So they use auto section control, which basically means the sprayer boom is broken up into smaller pieces. So if they've already been to that spot, that piece of the boom won't turn on. The operator didn't even have to know to turn on what switch or not. It already knows where it's been in the field. So it's going to turn on and off even as it enters or exits the field boundary. It'll turn itself off. And then all that data is coming in wirelessly. We have a Wi-Fi network, so just like at your house, if you were to look on your phones, you'll probably see in some of these places USSC highlight on your phone, because we do have a very large network, and so we're able to pass data to and from the office to the field. We're looking at like engine health, telematics data on the vehicle, where it's at, whether or not it's moving, sitting still, some of that type information, as well as all the field data. So when they're done planting or furrowing this field, we're going to take the guidance lines from it. And just like Steve said, we use this crop or have this crop for multiple years. So that's kind of our Bible, is when this field is being laid out by the plant tractor. We're going to take those guidance lines and bring them back to the office, check them for quality control, and then we'll turn around and ship them back out to all of our other vehicles. So our sprayers will then be able to run those same exact lines and not run on top of our cane. Our harvesters run those same lines, not on top of our cane. So there's a lot of benefits to driving in the right place too, from compaction to, you know, not destroying subsequent crops. And even on the leveling side, Steve's used to the old way. He's been here for a long time. We did laser level for a lot of years, but pretty much we've almost gone exclusively to GPS leveling. That gives us a couple more options of, we may not need to level the entire field. We can only, after we do the pre-survey, we can look at that data and tell, you know, what the topography is looking like, and make some better decisions there, and not move dirt if we don't have to. So it's, everybody's running the same compatible system, and that's worked pretty well for us. And even from the operator side, those guys get the benefits right away. They could care less about the data, but they understand the less fatigue, you know, working those longer hours. So even from an operator perspective, it's definitely been a benefit for them also.